Good morning. 6:33 a.m., 29th of July, 2016. Friday morning. I'm practically running to get through because I need to get home. I need to get food. I need to get back to the keyboard. I need to get back to the word processor. I haven't been out very long. It's another one of those mornings where I woke up when the cats got me up around 5:30. I've piddled about, checking in on some of the social media. Reckon Nonfiction Writers have an event that started at midnight and runs through Monday. They're calling it Novelrama, 25,000 words in one long weekend. And I'm going to participate. I'm going to try to write 25,000 words between now and Monday night. So that's 6,250 words a day. I need food. I need coffee. This exercise to get my blood pumping. Fresh off having done Milk Run, and yes. We'll be able to be in beta readers, just probably not today. I've got a couple alpha readers on the job, and I've already got some issues that I need to resolve. I was was in a wicked hurry last night, so I didn't. It's sort of thrown together, I'm being polite. It was, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, throw it up. Blah! So, I made a couple of errors stripping out the 95,000 bogus HTML tags to create the HTML for the EPUB. I have to get home and do some corrections there. Good morning. So the guy yesterday. Yeah, it's 66 degrees this morning outside my back door. That was a bit warmer than yesterday. I didn't immediately start shivering this morning when I came outside. It was a little bit muggy. It's a little bit cloudy. It's actually mostly cloudy. There was fairly good cloud deck, and it seems to be thickening. Boots are squeaking. I hate it when my boots squeak. That probably means I'm almost due for another pair of boots. Unfortunately, Sports Authority, where I bought this pair and the pair before, and the pair before that, has gone out of business. I think today might be their last day. I don't know where I'm going to get my next pair of boots. I hate to think I have to drive all the way over to Fort Collins to go to REI. And I looked at my calendar yesterday. I made some comment about how many days it had been since I'd missed a day. It wasn't actually that many. It's like I missed one last week that I completely spaced out and forgot. I didn't remember that a day got away from me. It's all right. Doesn't matter. Don't care. There's today. Today was the other day that I talked about yesterday in the morning and said today is another day, and I was right. It is. Look at this. It's another whole day, and I'm starting to fire cold this morning, waiting for the alpha readers to get back to me to tell me whether or not it's a good enough story to throw over the wall to beta readers, which I expect to hear relatively soon. I don't know that it's going to be overnight tonight, but it might be. It's only 100,000 words. It's a relatively short book for those of you who are used to 200,000 word tomes like Ownershare. It's almost exactly the same length as Ashes. It's within a few hundred words of being the same length as Ashes. So I'm good with that. Where so many people are putting out 50,000 word novels these days, I'm happy to put out a 100,000 word story. And having finished the principal development of the first of Milk Run, of the last book, book number 12. Getting number 13 in the queue, in the process, moving along, is a goal muchly to be desired by everybody. I know there are a few people out there who are waiting for it, and I'm certainly looking forward to finding out how Ishmael and the gang deal with the yard availability. Somebody complained about that as a word use, yard availability. Clearly someone who does not understand the nomenclature and believe that yard availability is something other than the noun phrase that it is. Nobody who's ever been on this ship for any length of time would mistake it. But it's one of the liabilities, one of the problems with cleaving closely to accurate usage for terms that are in common use now. Particularly jargon terms like yard availability that sound odd to people who don't have access to that lexicon. It's definitely jargon. Oh crap, I have got to get those books on order. Today would be good. Maybe I could get a shipment out. I've got to get books here for the panel at the Tattered Cover in Denver on the 18th. And I don't want to air freight. Let's see, I've got 7, so I need 18 copies to get the 25 that I've promised to Tattered Cover. We're not going to sell 25 copies of that book. It's just ridiculous to think that might be the case. They really don't want 20. They don't really expect to sell 25 books either. They just want to have a nice sized display. Monk Post. I got you a nice sized display right here. You want a nice size display? Look on Amazon. Look there. That's a real nice size. you got to purt him out. So yeah, stoked, pumped, amped. Pick your adjective. That would be me today. Now, if I can maintain it through the day, I'm going to have to, at some point today, I'm going to have to take a break and make a grocery run, I'm afraid, because I don't know that I have anything I have anything available to fix for breakfast. Not for breakfast, for dinner. I got plenty of lunch stuff, most of which nobody will eat, but which was almost entirely special request goods. If you're going to ask for it, eat it. If you're not going to eat it, don't ask for it. Families. Honestly, God. This would be a lot easier if it weren't for people. This whole thing, you know what I mean? Oh, what a lovely little tomato plant. I really wish I had followed through and gotten a tomato plant or two or three earlier in the season, and I would be having fresh tomatoes right now. Tomatoes. Sticky. It's not really that hot. It's not even 70 degrees, and there's a good cloud deck. There's no direct sunlight anywhere that I can see at the moment. Sun is being filtered through the clouds. So I've got fresh coffee coming. I made a big pot of coffee yesterday in the afternoon. I knew better. I should only have made a half a pot. But I got up this morning and I had nicely ground coffee, but the old stuff from yesterday afternoon, I drank it. I don't care. I didn't notice I was busy. I had stuff to do and I did it. Which is an important factor. I'm not talking. I'm not thinking. I'm just focused on getting out of here, getting home, getting food and coffee, getting back to the word processor. I'm trying to think of a good opening line for the fire called. Trying to figure out where to pick up the story. I am. I don't really want to. Being in the yard is both exciting and boring. People are working on the ship. Everything is in disarray. Nothing works. Everything is always down for maintenance. Parts of the ship are gone. In a lot of cases, the crew moves ashore into a barracks, which is less than ideal for the 2 or 3 weeks it takes to get a major overhaul. Sometimes it's 2 or 3 months. And frankly, that's ugly. And most of the crew is temporary. They're signing a one voyage contract to get the ship to the Unwin, the maintenance yards. Unwin yards? In Dre. I have to look and see what they are. Anyway, I did it. I'm home. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.